In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text is our epistle reading from Acts chapter 6 and 7. Brothers and sisters in Christ, perhaps this year more than ever, I noticed something. In the holiday carols playing on the radio since nearly Halloween, you don't hear the strong, athletic, bloody, cross-shaped side of Christmas. Not much, anyway. Some songs are just childish. Others are fables. Some of the best are basically lullabies to the newborn Christ child. A few proclaim our great joy at the newborn King of the Jews, the King of the entire world. But I ask you, how many of these carols link the manger to the cross, and thus put the blood of Christ in the celebration of Christmas? Hard to name a few, isn't it? But this is exactly what St. Stephen's Day does for us. The martyr death of St. Stephen belongs right next to Christmas. I know it seems like a contrast, perhaps even something out of the blue. I mean, for the last month, we have eagerly and expectantly been waiting for our Lord and Savior, the King of heaven and earth, Jesus Christ, to come and save us. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. And in the last 2 days, we have joyfully celebrated and sang of our God who has joined us in the flesh. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Peace on earth and glory to God in the highest. But now we hear about rioting, insurrection, false accusations, hard-heartedness, stiff-neckedness, rejection of God's word, persecution, the shedding of blood, and the murder of one of the Lord's pastors and messengers, Saint Stephen. What a contrast between Advent and Christmas Day, right? But I think Saint Stephen's Day belongs right next to Christmas, because Christmas is about the birth of the Christ child, God taking on flesh and becoming a living, breathing person. And St. Stephen's Day is about what the living, breathing person, the God-man Jesus, did for us and for our salvation. Put differently, Christmas is about the person of Christ. St. Stephen's Day is all about the work of Christ. You see, when Stephen preaches, the Jews accuse him for saying that Jesus would destroy the temple and change its customs. That's why the chief priest in our Acts text asks, "Are these things so?" Stephen's answer is that Abraham and the patriarchs lived without the temple and its customs. They were strangers and sojourners in the promised land, and during that time God did not dwell in a temple. He dwelt in a tent, or a tabernacle. That is what God instructed Moses to build. Not a concrete building, a tent. It was David who wanted to build God a temple, and it was Solomon his son who built it. So come now, dear Jewish leaders and chief priests. We know, Stephen says, that the Most High does not dwell in houses made by hands. Essentially, St. Stephen tells them that the temple is not as important as you think, chief priests. The other aspect of Stephen's answer is that Jesus is the greatest prophet whom Moses foretold. And all the prophets, they were rejected by Israel, at least at times, and by some, if not by most. For example, Abraham was a stranger in Canaan. The patriarchs were slaves in Egypt. Moses was rejected by the people. And this Moses, whom they rejected, said to the children of Israel, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your brethren." How are Moses and Jesus alike according to St. Stephen? They are both rejected. It is as if Saint Stephen hears the high priest's questions concerning Jesus destroying the temple, its customs, and replied, "Yes, Reverend Dr. High Priest, these things are so. Jesus will destroy the temple and change its custom. But what's more offensive is this. You killed Jesus." That's Stephen's answer. Jesus is the great prophet whom Moses predicted and whom they rejected. Upon hearing this, the Jews are enraged. Stephen must die. He is dragged out. He will be stoned. And what does Stephen see here? He sees the Lord Jesus not as a prophet, but as a priest. He, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God, Jesus standing at the right hand of God, the text says. Standing is a posture of one who does battle or gives help. At court, the judge sits and the attorney stands. Here, the Lord Jesus stands as one who helps Stephen and intercedes for him with God. Let this be your comfort, dear Christians. The Lord Jesus stands to help his people, even in the face of persecution. Whenever you must be persecuted, you will not be alone. The high priest is on your side, interceding for you, loving you, forgiving you, cleansing you, and welcoming you into his kingdom through his precious blood given and shed for you. Hence, at his death, Stephen sees Christ as the great high priest, standing and interceding in the heavenly temple. Therefore, Stephen's dying words are words of mercy, forgiveness, and love from the crucified and risen Christ. Jesus died for our sins, saying, "Father, forgive them." So Stephen resembles his high priest, saying, "Lord, do not charge them with this sin." This is sheer mercy and love. With these words on his lips, it is right and fitting for Stephen's face to be as an angel, for him to see the glory of God and shine in that glory. For this is truly the glory of God, that the celebration of the newborn Christ child is proclaimed to us for this purpose, that Christ would be the true prophet, would be rejected by his nation, and yet would depart with words of forgiveness, love, and mercy. Christ was born to suffer, to bleed, to die for you. Stephen saw this. Stephen believed this. Stephen confessed this at the hour of his death. That is why Saint Stephen belongs with Christmas. He saw the glory of God, Christ our Lord standing at the right hand of the Father, and like the angels proclaimed, "Glory to God in the highest and on earth peace, goodwill to men." In Jesus' name, amen.